Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Online at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. A great place to shop for a brand new Yamaha golf cart. Perhaps that's what you're looking for. Perhaps a side-by-side e-bike, motorcycle, scooter. They have it all at Impact Power Sports. And they've got a great place to service anything of yours that happens to need some care. You can find them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. A lot going on today, including breaking news. I just heard from O'Neill's doc, his vet, and it has me a little bit concerned. The most recent O'Neill wellness visit has produced a couple of interesting things where the doc's like, yeah, I need further testing on this, or I need further testing on that. And he definitely needs further testing. He called me up today, says, Eric, I'm not liking what I see here. Alan says, do you owe them $25,000? Not yet. I'm trying to make them a sponsor to defer. Well, we obviously have a lot of pet care for our pets. But yeah, he says to me, he goes, yeah, I'm, what did I, say? He says, Eric, I see, you know, he uses the language that I, you know, it goes over my head. But all I heard was alarming level of globulins, which sounds like something that goes door to door and says trick or treat. So the high level of globulins has led for further testing being required. So I go there today at 2:30 to give O'Neill to them for another blood test. Red Bull Brain Chris says, I'm not liking what I'm seeing here, translates to boat payment coming up. God. Yeah, I'm trying not to think about that element of it. You can't do that. I mean, you can do that. I can't think like that, though. The last thing I want to do is look into the Eric Zane crystal ball of future doom. Are any of you like me where, I mean, I used to be really bad at it, where I would, you know, I'd look into this figurative crystal ball and I'd start like playing the what if game. Well, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And oh my God. You can't. You got to wall that off and you say, look, do not get worked up over things that have not happened. You cannot do that. And the trick is, it takes practice. It's easier said than done. You have to implore that technique or implement that technique. I used the wrong word there. Several times before you start to actually have success. For me, it boils down to how many times have I predicted the future and it's actually come true? Very rarely. Very, very rarely. So I forced myself to get into the habit of not actually trying to do that. And then in the event that something does happen, and I'm like, okay, I'll deal with it now. But I'm just hopeful that the big guy will be okay. I will keep you informed. 2:30 today. we will meet with the world famous Dr. Levin, one of the most brilliant veterinary minds of our lives. Okay. I'm not going to lie. It's difficult to focus to do a show when you have kind of like the possibility of the crystal ball showing up in front. You know, you kind of have to focus. So I'm going to do my best. I was out and about yesterday. I talked to you about this at for the Hope Network. Now, the Hope Network is an organization in the state of Michigan that tries to make sure that vulnerable people have access to support services, typically people who struggle with mental health issues in the community. And this is kind of like a lifeline for a lot of people, and they have some key fundraisers that happen. And yesterday was one of these. And I did work for them in January. That was the one where it was at Ford Field, where the Lions play. And that was the first time I ever did any fundraising with them. And yesterday was another example of that, but closer to home here in West Michigan. So my job is to, you know, host this thing, keep the program moving, introduce the people that need to be introduced, say a few words at a certain point, and then the most important part is getting people to donate money and put a fine point as to where their money is going to go. So, you know, we do this thing. It's called a paddle raise. So you got 250 people in the room, and all right, the first dollar amount to be donated, we're going to start at the top, work our way down, is $2,500. So I'm asking people right now at that point to give $2,500. So amazingly, two hands went up. And that $2,500 funds a lot of things. And I have this nice lady named Jamie who is with me, and she's explaining what that $2,500. And then we go from $2,500 to like $2,000 to $50,000. You know, you work your way down. All told, I think like $25,000 raised at this point, and the whole evening raised like $40,000. Now, during that, what they do is they people buy tickets, and they go there, and they have the best food you will ever eat. And it's all like one of those strolling dinners. So it's quite literally an opportunity for you to graze. You walk from table to table and all these amazing foods. So this is how you do it. You get people to buy a ticket. They come, they eat the food. And then there's drink pairings with every one of the elements of the food that are there. So you get them lubed up, and then you get them to donate money. The organization, Hope Network, has a handful of people that actually are paid employees who do the work of putting all of this stuff together. So you're looking at a handful of people doing a ton of work to put it on. And at the end of the year, after all of the expenses for those paid employees is taken off of the top, the rest of that money goes to funding mental health services for vulnerable people in the state of Michigan. Amy says free alcohol equals loose wallets. Absolutely. By the way, Maureen says, how old is O'Neill? Let's see. I think it was either 2016 or 2017. I'm pretty sure 2016 O'Neill was born. So he definitely has a senior profile. But I got to hang out with one of the legends, Eddie Murray, or Ed Murray, the former kicker for the Detroit Lions. He works for Hope Network. He was there. I saw my boss there, and I did not tell him that I was talking about him in the past week. You're like, what are you talking about, Easy? Dan DeVos net worth. All right. I guess I'm having a hard time coming up with it. But he's listed as billionaire. All right. Net worth of Forbes listed Dan at $5.8 billion. Wow. So he's hanging out at this event. Him and his lovely bride, Pam, contribute greatly to Hope Network to help make that possible. You know, the DeVos family and the Van Andel family, as much as I bitch about my Amway experience, I don't care because they do a lot of good for the community. Now, they would be perfect if they paid me back for my Og Mandino books and my self-help tapes that I purchased at the Amway cult festival. But I don't think that's going to happen. I haven't brought it up with them. But I was able to see him again. I can't even talk today. Shook hands, got to talk to him. I go, so how's the family, Dan? You do anything fun this summer? He goes, oh, hey, you know, went to Italy. I go, oh, yeah. And to Dan, going to Italy is like me going up north. And he goes, oh, man, I got to get out of here because my wife's coming home. And she's going to be waiting. She wants me home when I get home. I go, oh, okay, yeah. And now, to you and I, like if we're like, yeah, I got to be home when my wife gets home, we can picture like maybe you going out for a drink with your buddies, which that's what's happening here. And then your wife might be going grocery shopping or to visit her mother. And then when she wants you home, by the time that you get home. But in Dan's world, he goes, yeah, my wife wants me to get home. I can't stay long. I go, oh, yeah, I can see. He goes, yeah, she's flying in from Fashion Week in Paris. She's been gone for 12 days. So I go, oh, yeah, that's very relatable, Dan. That is, oh, of course. Before that, I said, yeah, every time you fly over my house, I wave to the helicopter. And he's like, ah! So, yeah, she's flying in on the private jet and getting the ride home. And so he can only stay so long because he's got to be home. I walk outside. I was getting my steps in. I told you I was going to try to get 6 miles worth of steps in. I only got about 3 in. But every time I'd walk out, I'd see the same guy sitting in this, what appeared to be an armored Mercedes-Benz. And a dude sitting in there. I walked by him once. I walked by him twice later on. And third time, he's like having a snack in there. And he's the same guy. And I figured it out. I go, you're Mr. DeVos's driver, are you? Aren't you? And he goes, yep. I go, I thought so. What a life. I am racking my brain trying to come up with a moment during yesterday's engagement that I made an ass out of myself. But I don't know. There was the only thing that stands out as stupid that I did was you have a name tag and I put mine on upside down. And somebody had to tell me, Easy, your name tags. I'm like, oh, of course. That sounds about right. The guy who runs, who's named after this place, it's called the GOEI Center, G-O-E-I. And the guy who it's named after is a guy by the name of Bing, B-I-N-G, GOEI. And I don't know what part of the world he's from originally, but he's an immigrant from an Asian country. And it doesn't matter which one. All that you need to know is that I walked into there, and I've met him many times over the years because he used to own a company called Eastern Floral, which was on the corner. Doesn't matter where it is. And so he would come into the radio station, and he would be on Freeburn Hot Wings show. So I'm walking in, and I'm sad because I never got a chance to say goodbye to him because he's dead. And so I'm walking around, and I'm like looking for, I'm going to try to like see a picture of Bing. Maybe like, you know, you have like the guy who the building is named after, maybe like a picture to honor him or something like that. So I'm walking around, and then I forget about that, and people are piling in. There's a lot of people there, and I've got some food, and I'm not really talking to anyone. I'm just kind of like strolling through and eating a lot of food. And then I did a double take, and I realized that Bing's not dead. He's standing right in front of me. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought this guy was dead. And he's not dead. He's right there. I'm like, oh, my God. I go, Bing, you're not dead. He goes, what, Eric? What do you mean not dead? What are you talking about not dead? I thought you were dead. What? Dead? Look at me. Do I look dead to you, Eric? Oh, shit. Ugh. So I had a long talk with Bing. I swear to God, I thought he was dead. Hats off to audience members in the chat. More than one of you said you almost blew the story before I realized where this was going. Tyler said that. So did Rebecca. And he couldn't figure out what I meant by I thought you were dead. Hoping to get back to that. I might have a few more details of that night. I don't know. I want to try to get man of the hour, Greg Henson.
Telephone number.
Ah, fuck. Talked to Greg Henson yesterday, and it was a big hit. A lot of people liked that interview. And he is on his way right now to Q100 to meet with Cheryl and JC. Cole says, did you say your goodbyes yesterday? In case he does die. No. West Michigan people, by the way, are just taller than anyone else in the world. My little ass was so intimidated by all the people there. Dutch people are large. Ben Glaze says, that's awesome. Way to set that up for Greg. What are you talking about? All right. Oh, Ben says the Q100 opportunity. Oh, that just fell out of the sky. And I, truth be told, I didn't think about Greg being there for that gig until Cheryl reached out and said, hey, do you know anybody? Rebecca says, are you going to offer up the fear bunker as temporary accommodations when he gets the new job? He's not going to want that. I'm guessing Greg won't be interested in shitting in an outhouse. I'm a little bit concerned because I made the post yesterday or the other day about Greg. I wrote, Greg Henson joins Easy, opens up about dismissal, the future, and free beer and hot wings. And a pal of mine, also in radio, Mary Ellen Murphy, she says, I have many thoughts on this. The guy didn't have the decency to even answer an email or a phone call. He's that important. So I'm guessing she is not a satisfied customer. So I look for clarification. I said, which guy? She wrote, the radio guy, that's who. Oh, man, he did? Yeah, I feel like I'm opening up a can of worms. Alan says, Easy tells us something. Then we comment. Easy says, what are you talking about? Well, I've said before that I am constantly, my brain is constantly resetting. And in particular, when I'm in the moment, it's difficult for me to keep my train of thought going forward and then dip back into the part of my brain that remembers what I talked about. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Does that make sense? I don't know about you, but that is how it unfolds in my own brain. Donut Dan says, it is awesome that you are helping make a mega station above the hard living line. I don't know about that. But I'm excited for him and for everybody. Okay. Today is another rip-roaring edition of a Big Fraud Thursday. We had been doing Big Fraud Wednesday for extended time. We're going back to Big Fraud Thursday today. And we will start it all off at 6 p.m. with Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 72. Ben and I will be live on Patreon at 6 p.m. for you to watch as it hits. That's the best way to get the first crack at the material is to subscribe to Tier 2 on Patreon and get it live. Or you can wait till the day after and I'll post the audio for the Tier 1 members. You can get it for free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. There's a 7-day free trial. Just click on that and off you go. And then after the free trial, you make your decision as you know, if you want to keep it going. If you do happen to sign up for a year, and you can do that, that option is there. You can do it month to month. And if you sign up for tier two for a year, I take 10% off. So what was 120 is 108. If you sign up for tier one, which is just the audio, what was $60 if you do it month to month is $54. Ben Glaze with a little preview as to what he is going to be focusing on for the Who Are These Freebeers show. And he says some riveting paper plates talk is coming at you. Well, interestingly, while Ben has paper plates talk, I am going to be focusing on the infamous, soon to be infamous, bread discussion. The crew started talking about bread. I cannot imagine what is going through the audience's mind as they listen to it. No, I actually can, because I'm listening to it too. And I'm like, I often wonder if the audience members who support them ever have a moment where they're like, God damn, is this horrible? Because that's the type of moment that I want. I want those audience members of theirs having those moments where they're like, this is pretty bad. They are talking about bread. And not in an interesting way. Now, when they have those moments, if enough of them happen, there will come a point where they like, all right, I give up. And that's what's happened with the Eric Zane Show podcast, Defectors. The ones who have left that show, left it behind them, and wandered over to here. Now, some defectors still listen to their show with the hopes that it will one day improve, but it is not going to improve. Why would it? They continue to have an unbelievable string of success, especially here in West Michigan. So I wouldn't change anything. I just keep doing the same garbage because the audience keeps coming back and encouraging them to do so. So I will talk to you with Ben Glaze coming up today at 6 p.m., followed up by another rip-roaring edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. We are now 1 week and 1 day away from one of the most devastating Curb Your Enthusiasm Eric Zane moments that has happened on this show. And if you, I can't stress this enough, if you haven't yet heard this, I'm encouraging you to at least sign up for the 7-day free trial and listen to last week Wednesday's, the most recent edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, to hear an incredible plot twist that just made me cringe. And you have to be able to watch it to see the expression on my face. I was reminded yesterday by Aram that there's a moment that happened the other day on the Patreon bonus podcast that I do every day after this show. And I'm trying to remember the context of how we got into it. Okay, no, I got it. I was discussing when a pet has to go to the Rainbow Bridge. And like when that's happening in that one room at the vet and you've got and the dog is put down, or the cat, or whatever animal, it's important that the pet owner stay with the animal to escort them on their very sad adventure as they get led off to the Rainbow Bridge. And I was talking about that, and whatever, it wasn't really a funny moment. And then out of the blue, from the back of the room, the mutant giggle box Amy, runner girl Amy, who, when this comment in the chat, also known as Gigglebox Magoo, We could all picture her just kind of like bebopping down the street with her ponytail flying as she's running with her little headband on and, you know, completing a 46-mile run. She fires off the crack. Did you hold the hamster's paw? Well, not every one of you is going to know what this means. But I was like, what the? For those of you that do know, no. And the answer to that was no. No, I did not hold the hamster's paw as it flew into the side of a birch tree at 8 million miles an hour. And then its broken carcass fell to the earth so many years ago. Some of you may not know this story, so it's a perfect opportunity to tell it again right now. Amy Gigglebox Magoo writes, please tell me you did not have a dream after that. No, I did not yet. But my brain, it might happen in a month, and you'd still get credit for it. The hamster's name was Richie. I was living in an apartment with Pooh Bear. And I come walking in, and I noticed that the hamster appeared to be in distress. I picked him up, and I took a look at him, and he's not feeling it. And out of either his, in his butt region, I don't know if it was out of his pee-pee or his butthole, but the color green is not supposed to be there. So that told me there was something wrong. Well, what do? You call the vet. So I'm talking to the vet, and they revealed to me that, well, there's nothing we can do for the hamster. And I said, well, how can you know? How do you know what's wrong with him? She goes, no, what I mean by that is no one treats hamsters because no one cares. And I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. And she goes, they're so inexpensive that we don't even care for them. I'm like, what? That's so fucked up. What a thing to say, you asshole. How can you not care for them? There should be hamster care. I think they're leaving money on the table. Tyler says hamsters cost like $5. Buy a new one. Dickhead, if I go adopt the dog from Millie's Animal Shelter, that costs me $0. David, another cock, says they are throwaway pets. What a bunch of assholes. Cannot believe you people. I couldn't believe it then. I don't believe it now. So then I'm like, all right, I have to euthanize the creature. And I didn't know what to do. So the first thought was put him in a box, cut the hole out of the side of it, and jam it onto the end of the exhaust pipe on my vehicle. And, you know, then he'd get carbon monoxide poisoning. And I'm like, no, that's not going to work. Stupid. Probably catch on fire. Runner Girl says, isn't David the one that never takes his beloved pets to the vet? I don't know. I'm not sure. Piano Finger Banger says, oh, yeah, they're throwaway for sure. So, all right, I can't do this unless I'm drunk. And David does take his dogs to the vet. It's probably Nick, the electrician. He's a stupid hillbilly. 1990s brake cleaner would have asphyxiated the hamster like a mini Mauschwitz. So I get a 12er of Bush or Bush Light, and I'm bombed. All right, it's time. And I get one of those Meyer bags, those grocery plastic bags with the handles, you know, as part of the bag. And I put him in the bag, and I'm going to euthanize the pet. And I kind of whipped him around 8 million times, like David the Sling and the Rock and Goliath, and I let it go, and it went straight up in the air. And then I describe it as it's going up, and then it gets to the absolute peak of the arc before it's going to start falling back down to earth, and then that will kill the hamster. And then there's a little branch that it was flying by, and the loops on the handles of the bag went around that, and the tree went pluck, and it's hung up. It's 100 feet in the air, and it's not coming down. And I can see him moving in the bag. I'm like, fuck. Tyler says, I imagine Eric swinging the bag like, how do I say the name of Thor's hammer again? Mjolnir? Mjolnir hoping to take flight. Cole says 12 gauge time. I start climbing the tree. And it's not a big tree. But I'm inching my way up it, and I can feel it kind of swaying back and forth. And I'm shimmying up like those guys you see in that at Dollywood when they do the lumberjack competition. And I don't know how I'm able to get up. And then I start reaching some branches, so now I can climb up. But these are not, it's, like I said, this is very unstable. So then I can go no higher because of the size of the tree. So I'm hanging onto it. I'm probably 30 feet in the air. And I start like moving my weight. And now the tree is swaying back and forth. And I'm trying to, and then amazingly, the branch lets go of the bag, and it starts coming down. But I can see right away the flutter action of that plastic bag has decreased the speed dramatically that this is going to fall. And it falls, and it lands essentially harmlessly on the ground. I'm like, fuck me. Get down the tree. Now I'm really frustrated. Now I'm full on sobbing. And then I'm like, oh, fuck this. This is fucking bullshit. Oh my God. I pick it up. And then I start spinning it again as fast as I can. And I let it go. And it's like Halley's Comet. 1 billion miles an hour. And that's when it smashed that tree, and it made a sound. It was so destructive. It was so splatty. And then the inside of that white bag was instantly missed. That hamster was so destroyed. And then it fell to the ground. I did not go back over there and check on it. I ran up like, oh my God. There's a chance he could have survived it. I don't know. That was bad. Nick, the hillbilly, says, should have just stood on it like a ketchup packet. God damn. Amy asks, who's going to ask if he was okay? So there you go. This was all brought on by Amy. Probably a good idea that I talked about it. It might, you know, it might be gone from my brain right now. All right. Thank you so much for checking out the show on Facebook and YouTube. I'm going to kick you out. If you want the rest of this show, head over to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. That's twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live for the rest of the show. And follow me there. Subscribe there. You can link up your Amazon Prime account and you can get it ad-free. Otherwise, Twitch throws ads up right in the middle of when I'm talking about something and interrupts everything. Or if you want, you can pay for it. I think it's like $5 or something like that. And do it that way. Otherwise, it's totally free. Over at twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. And don't forget me on Patreon, Big Fraud Thursday today. Sign up free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Email the show, as always, on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I always like hearing from people. So back to my time at the event yesterday. I made a new friend, and it was Yoda Whirl in the chat when I said that I like going out and doing these things from time to time and just getting out of the house. It beats sitting around doom scrolling. So if I have a few hours to kill, I definitely will do events like this. And I have a hard time when it comes to these charity events where, you know, taking money, accepting cash. Like, it's, I'd rather donate effort and time than I would cash, you know? So, like, when the folks at Hope Network came along and they're like, yeah, we want you to host these events. I'm like, cool, great. And they go, okay, now invoices, how much this is? And I'm like, I don't know. I struggle with that. Now, if my whole career was doing things like this, that's a different story. But imagine going to an event like this. Walking in and for 2 hours, hang out with people, run into people that I thought were dead, like Bing, eat the best food on the planet, and talk on a microphone for 10 minutes for a charitable event and then say, pay me. You know? So that's what I do. I like to look at this as a charitable contribution. And I'm always looking for new things. And every time I have an event, that there's an event, I always meet someone new. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.